to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Now open your mouth, shut your eyes, and I will give you a big surprise.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome. Gather around. This is where it ends. This is where boring guests are not allowed. Book authors who have books most people don't want to read are not allowed. Professors at Wash U are not allowed just because they're professors and they have nothing to do with a story in the news, but because that's what they teach, we don't do any of that, okay? We're going to talk to you. It's Thursday. This is our play day. This is our, well, every day is a play day, but this is our biggest play day, and it's also talent show day, and it will continue to be talent show day as long as there's talent, and I say there's no end to the talent that's in this audience, and you have helped prove that. So if you have a talent, today's your day. We will go until the well runs dry, and then we'll make a decision, announce the winner, and that winner, for the rest of his or her life, will tell his children or her children, his or her grandchildren, about the day I won the call.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was in 2014. I'll never forget it when I got that phone call from Dan Strauss saying, congratulations, you won the call. And boy, oh boy. Then I got those prizes. It's a day I'll never forget. That'll be a story someday for somebody, and we will take your talent.
Look at this picture of a woman with big boobs.
And that was just part of the prize package. So we'll do that. We'll talk to you. Somebody came in here before the show and said, are you going to talk about Ebola? And I said, no, I'm not. And the reason I'm not is I've seen and heard enough of it, and you probably have too. Two people have contracted it in this country. That's not enough to cause me to go crazy. And I look at it like this. Remember when a lot of people were going, oh, my goodness, West Nile virus, H1N1, bird flu, and whatever, ALAR, red dye, and they took it. And look at it. We're all fine.
ALAR?
Ooh, ALAR. Was that right? That was the red dye scare.
Oh.
And then, of course, they said, oh, sorry, we made a mistake. It really doesn't call cancer. We were wrong. And then they started making red M&Ms again. For those who don't remember this, they actually stopped using a particular red dye in lipsticks, M&Ms, and several other things.
Oh, the razor blades and Halloween candy?
Which now we understand never happened.
No, there wasn't really cases of that happening.
And the whole country went nuts checking their kids' candy, and they said, that was just kind of started by somebody. Nobody really put razor blades in the candy. So we have a tendency to kind of go a little nutty.
Hospitals would let you bring in your kid's bag.
Oh, yeah, and they'd x-ray them. They'd x-ray them to see if there were needles in them or razor blades. So I'm not one of those people to prematurely get crazy. Ebola is a horrible thing, and yeah, it can kill you, and so can a lot of other things. I'm far more concerned with the possibility that lunatics and barbaric animals are threatening to burn the city of St. Louis down. And by the city of St. Louis, I mean St. Louis and everything around it. That's more disturbing to me than Ebola, because it's right here in our own backyard. So no, we're not going to talk about Ebola. We're going to talk about fun stuff, and I'll tell you. Oh, by the way, I have a joke in mind, but I don't know. I'm not dead set on telling it. So if you can think of a joke you haven't heard for a long time, and again, I don't like to tell a joke that I just told in the last 3 or 4 months, but if you think of a joke and it's your favorite joke, call me. And we'll certainly not only consider it, I'll probably tell it today. depending again on what the joke is. So we start like this, the Burke segment, and then we'll give you the phone numbers, and we'll get this thing underway. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right, this is our control board operator, because every day, you don't know how many new people are listening. This is interesting. Had dinner last night with a couple of very, very nice people, and they were the Brian and Chris. They were donors for the Friends of Kids with Cancer, and they paid a lot of money to have dinner with me and my wife. They couldn't have been nicer, just very in their 40s, just a terrific couple. And one of the things he asked me was, he says, do you have any idea how many people are listening? And I said, no, I don't have a clue. I don't have any idea. And we don't. We do not have any idea how many people listen. And I have no idea why I mentioned that. I don't even know what I was about to say. Holy cow, this is frightening. this is scary. Let me back up. We're talking about the joke. And if you have a suggestion, call me. And then it's talent day. And then I was going to give the phone numbers later in the Burke segment. Oh, I know. I'm backtracking and I figured it out. I said, you never know on any given day how many new listeners we have, which caused me to deviate and get to his question. How many listeners are there? I don't know. But for those of you who are new, our control board is run by Eon the Peon. And here he is with his contribution to what we call the Burke segment.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
I saw this today. There is a Chinese man who has a prototype out.
You can't say, and thank you, because you can't say Chinaman.
No.
That's offensive.
No, that's right.
I don't know why it's offensive.
It probably goes back to...
Kung Fu?
Yeah. Something negative. So a Chinese man has a prototype out. I thought this was very interesting. It is an air umbrella.
I'm sorry?
It is an air umbrella. It's an umbrella without the, you know, you think of an umbrella with the, you hold the wand part, I guess.
And then
it opens up with the canopy.
I think we all are familiar with that.
This is a canopy-less, if that's a word,
so
umbrella.
Let me guess how this works. It, in the same way that if you're riding in a convertible with a top down and it's raining slightly, the windshield deflects the rain, and you don't get wet.
Right.
This blows a canopy of air and deflects the rain. Is that it?
You got it.
Wow. I'm like a genius.
Essentially, it's a powered wand with vents at the top of the wand, and so it has pressurized air. The air blows out, and so it essentially makes a canopy 3 feet in diameter
of air
around you, where all the rain gets blown away.
Okay, but here's my question.
Yes,
that's going to take considerable air pressure to deflect rain. What powers this thing?
There are batteries. I mean, there are three different sizes that he's making.
So, to the average person, you look like an idiot because you're walking along holding a stick.
Right, until they get close and they realize
that guy's umbrella canopy blew away and he doesn't even know it. Until they step next to you and go, hey,
there's no rain here. Yeah. One model, I mean, the one model's battery lasts for 15 minutes, which I guess you wouldn't need.
No.
How often
how long you usually need an umbrella? For about a minute, maybe. You run from the car to the, 15 minutes, that's fine.
So there's a shorter version, a longer version, then there's a telescoping version where, they say one could.
The telescoping version not only deflects the rain, but you can see people far away.
Yes, you can see the moon.
Wow.
So I just thought that was it. A very cool. I don't know if it'll sell.
I don't think it will.
I'm sure it'll be a lot more expensive.
Here's why it won't sell. Because, like lots of other things, like flashlights in your house, and we all know what I'm about to say here. When you go to need it, you go, ah, crap, the battery's
dead.
You know, you haven't used that flashlight for 2 years, and then the batteries are dead. That's what's going to happen with this umbrella. It's going to pour down rain. You go to get it, dead battery. That's
so it'll probably be just a
novelty
item, yeah, or right. People that want to look cool.
I would get one for the novelty.
Yeah, batteries. Just for, well, I don't ever use it. I'm one of those people that, what was it, last Friday? Last Friday it was Bill Clevin was here, and it was raining that day, so Dan and Bill both had, they brought their umbrellas in.
I carried one 2 days ago just because it was raining so hard, and I rarely wear a hat or a cap, and I rarely use an umbrella, but if it's really raining, yeah, I will.
Even though it's raining hard, what's it going to do to you?
Get your clothes soaking wet.
Yep.
And you go in to where you're going, and your clothes are soaked with water.
Well, I'm one that never care. I don't care if I get wet. You know, I mean, I'm not going to be out in a torrential downpour for minute.
I think
know,
about
10 minutes
this.
At a time.
Remember last week before we went in and put our feet down and said we're walking if we don't get this air conditioner
right.
straightened out, and it was freezing cold. What if you had gone out and you were soaked? You were soaked.
Right.
And you worked in here when it was 50 degrees in here. Then you wish you weren't wet.
I deal with it though.
Well,
you're
tough.
A man.
You're tough, man.
So Larry Connors was in the back office, and we were kind of
why
both.
Why was he in the back office here?
Yes.
He's on television.
No. He works here. He works here at the station, 9 to midnight.
How about that?
So we were both kind of making fun of Dan and Bill because they were.
It is a little bit. It's a little metrosexual and
just
a little
a
bit
tad.
English. And can sometimes look a little gay.
Women with their hairdos and everything.
Right. And we know I don't have a hair issue.
Right.
It's with me, it's just soaked clothes. That's the only time. If it's just sort of drizzling, I'll just run from the car. Yeah, I don't carry an umbrella.
Yeah. So, air umbrella. Look for it soon. Coming to you. And then the last thing I have, we have from time to time in the past made fun of Dan Strauss for some of his stories that he tells.
I don't remember that. I don't remember ever doing that.
Some of my stories.
Well, that must have been years ago.
We have an announcer that even talks about Dan's
good story, Dan.
Stories.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
So there was another Dan on Jeopardy. I don't know if either of you saw this the other day.
I don't watch it.
No.
And so at the beginning, at some point during Jeopardy, they stop and talk to each contestant.
Right.
And get to know them and have a little, what they do or whatever.
Shirley McClinton, mother of three, school teacher.
So tell us, how is it being a school teacher?
Right.
So this Dan on Jeopardy proceeds to tell his story. So it just reminded me maybe of some of Dan's previous stories. So I'll just go ahead and play it.
Okay.
Dan Tran is from Boston, Massachusetts, a PhD student in physics who you would think is very, very bright. And yet he made a strange mistake while visiting Paris once.
That's right, Alex. When I was a senior in high school, I took French in high school. We went on an exchange trip, and we arrived incredibly jet-lagged. No cappuccino could really save us in that regard. And on during an open-air tour bus tour in Paris, I looked up and I said to my friends, hey, you know, the moon looks pretty bright today. And and they just turned to me. It's like, Dan, it's not the moon. It's like, it's the sun. It's like, no, guys, it's the sun. But then, it turned out it was actually the sun and not the moon. And I still confuse it nowadays.
Just tell people, the windows were heavily tinted in the bus.
Good story, Dan.
Wow, Dan, that could
not
be
me.
You'd be related to you.
No. Oh my God.
That is like a
story. He saw the sun and he thought it was the moon.
It was the moon.
How do you make that mistake? First of all, check the time of day.
I can say I've never made that mistake.
No, you haven't.
You've
dear.
Made others.
That was all I had.
Dan, do you have anything?
I have nothing. There are some people on the phone that have some jokes for the...
Well, I wonder what happened and all of a sudden people have
call.
Jokes today. Although requesting jokes. Yeah. Okay.
No,
let's close.
No, it's for the call.
They want to tell jokes is for talent contest.
Yes.
Beautiful. Let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. Here are the numbers. Let's go. Let's roll. 314-969-KTRS, or which is 5877. So that's 969-5877. Or secondary number. And only if you can't get through on the other one, because there are fewer lines coming in on this number, 888-550-KTRS. We welcome Linda. Linda, you're the first person that we're speaking to outside the studio today. Isn't that a thrill?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can tell. How are you?
Truly wonderful. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And
I want to tell a joke, but actually I write little every once in a while. Something will hit me, and I'll come up with some kind of a saying. And I have a son that I was giving some motherly advice to yesterday, and I told him that if it's not your car, don't put your dipstick in the crankshaft.
Oh, that is good motherly advice. It's sexual advice camouflaged as mechanical advice. All right, so you're officially in the talent contest.
Thank you.
And you're going to tell a joke, and that is your talent, so... Ladies and gentlemen, here's Linda with a joke.
As I said, I was telling my son yesterday that it's more of an advice than a joke. And it's don't put your dipstick in a crankshaft that doesn't belong to you.
Wait a minute.
That was
that is your talent.
Joke.
That's your joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's my joke.
I see. Okay. Now, Linda, you know how this works. We have a conference, and we decide in our conference whether or not we need to take your phone number. And if we don't ask for your number, it means you're not a finalist. Okay? Are you okay
That's
with that?
Okay.
You're okay
I
with
am
it.
Perfectly fine
All
with
hang,
that.
Hang on a second. Linda?
Yeah.
We will not be needing your number, but we really appreciate your call.
That's all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, again, did you hear that attitude? Oh, that's all right.
That's all right.
Nobody grabs an AK-47 and comes charging in here because they didn't make the cut. It's just a different breed of people that are aiming the PM. It's a good breed of people. And here's Jim. Jim, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. I am AM in the PM.
Well, that's my dream and my wish in the perfect world would be that everyone would be AM in the PM, but sadly that will never happen. You going to be in the talent show?
No, I have a joke request.
Okay, what is it? Without giving the punchline, of course, what is it?
I want Wong, the Chinese man who goes to work in a coal mine.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yes, I know the joke.
I haven't heard it for a long time. That's a good one.
You know what? Hang on. I'm going to make it. That is a good one, and I do think it's been a while. One word. I put one word down, and that is my cue to remind me. Okay, that's a good one. That'll go into the consideration hopper.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Jim.
All right, bye.
There's Jim, and here comes Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi there, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How can we help you?
I have a joke for you.
Now, you have a joke for me to see if I know it, or you have a joke as your entry into the talent competition?
Well, can it be one and the same?
No, because if you're trying to tell me a joke and to see if I know it, I'm going to shoot you down if I know it and you can't finish it.
That's okay. I may have told you this joke before, but...
Now listen, Bob. Are you sure you don't want to enter the talent competition? What if you win? For goodness' sake,
I can enter the talent competition with a joke. Yes,
you absolutely can. You want to do that?
Yes, I do.
All right, and now it's official, folks. With his joke and his talent, here's Bob.
Well, there was this traveling salesman.
Never heard this one.
And he was driving down through Southern Illinois, and he drove through this little one-horse town, and he gets about a mile outside of town, and his car conks out on him.
Well, this is a setup I've never heard. This is great.
And he goes off to the side of the road, and he looks back down the road after he gets out of his car, and he notices this mailbox in this little lane that goes up to a little farmhouse. He figures, well, I'll go up there and use their phone maybe, or get help from somebody there to see what's wrong with my stupid automobile. So he's walking up the lane, you know, and he notices the closer he gets to the house, it's like something's turned up loud, and it's like somebody's got the TV turned up all the way. I mean, it's just a blaring, and the closer he gets to the house, the louder it gets. And finally, he walks up to the front porch steps to knock on the door, and the TV's just a-blasting inside the house. He figures maybe the kids are in there screwing around. You know, Mom and Dad's outside doing something. So he knocks on the front door, and he gets no answer. And he knocks on the front door a little bit louder. Still no answer, and he's thinking, darn it, you know, what is going on in here? So he says, I'm going to find out what's going on. So he walks back down the front porch steps, and he gets over to the front window, and he cups his hands over his face and looks in the front window. Well, there's the old man sitting in the easy chair in front of the TV, turned up to 11, and he's got like a little smoking stand next to his easy chair, and there's a fishbowl on it with a couple of goldfish in it, and he's got one hand in the fishbowl, swishing it around, enters him a little bit. He says to himself, well, he's crazy. TV just a blasting, and pretty soon he hears another noise blaring every once in a while above the din of the TV, and he looks over to the other side of the room there, and there's the old lady running the lawnmower over the living room carpet, and it scares the hell out of him. He says, well, they're both crazy, and he goes to turn around, he trips, he falls down, he says, to heck with these people. He runs all the way down the lane, he says, I'm running to town, these people are crazy. Well, he's running back towards town, and by and by, here comes the sheriff on his way into town, and he sees this fella in this suit and tie running towards town, and he pulls over beside him with his window down. He says, hey, buddy, can I help you? And it scared him. He says, oh, man, am I glad to see you. He says, my car broke down back there. And the sheriff says, yeah, I've seen it back a ways down there, you know, and sitting alongside the road. He says, and I went up to that lane right close to my car there to ask somebody for help. He says, and he says, them people are crazy in there. And the sheriff says, well, what makes you say they're crazy? And the traveling salesman says, well, the first thing I noticed was the TV was turned up so loud you couldn't hear yourself think. And I went and knocked on the door, and I got no answer. And I knocked a little bit louder and got no answer. And I went and looked in the front room, and there's the old man sitting in front of the TV turned up to 11. And he's got a goldfish bowl by him, and he's got one hand in the fish bowl of piddling around, and he's masturbating with the other hand. And he says, and then I looked over, I heard something else. I looked over at the other side of the room, and his old lady's running the lawnmower over the carpet. He says, they're both crazy. And the sheriff laughs at him. He says, oh, hell, buddy. He says, they're not crazy. Those are Johnsons. He says, they're both deaf. The old lady was probably trying to tell the old man to get up off his ass and mow the lawn, and the old man was telling her, screw you, I'm going fishing.
Well, Bob, you certainly got a big kick out of that. Yeah, did you hear me say they're deaf?
Yes.
Deaf. That's all I could do without ruining it for him. Bob, I got to tell you something. I'm the master at stretching a 2-minute joke out to 12 minutes, but you're pretty close. That was well told. Hang on, we're going to have a conference. Stand in on their conversation. I don't hear.
Yeah,
join in the conference here. Bob, we're going to take your phone number. Okay.
All right.
It doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means you take your number, and you're getting a consideration just for the fact that I kind of like the way you tell a joke. Okay?
Thank you, Frank.
Right,
from
Bob,
the master, that means much.
Well, now, Bob, you hang on, and Dan's going to take your number, okay?
All righty.
All right. We don't like the M-A-S-T word in most cases, but I just had to let Bob go because I could tell, and you could tell, he got a bigger kick out of it than anybody.
Yes.
Told that joke.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido? If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-700-3590. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-700-3590. That's 1-800-700-3590.
What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door? Hola, ¿qué tal?
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari.
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish.
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish, to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-700-0994. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. Practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-700-0994. That's 1-800-700-0994.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
To the hole!
100 years of history.
Ball game!
100 years of excitement.
And the St. Louis Pelicans are the champions of the Atlantic 10.
100 years of passion.
The Billiken fans storm the court.
What will the next great moment bring?
For the St. Louis University Billiken.
Billiken basketball season tickets are now on sale. Be a part of history. Order today at 314-9774-SLU. It's Billiken time.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the WAVE Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhousetoday.com. That's dryhousetoday.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Bill Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Bill. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote. Shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools. Throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
A couple of things I want to mention here today. Last couple of weeks, I've been telling traveling stories because I've been doing a lot of traveling, and I went to visit my daughter who goes to college in New York last weekend, which means I had to fly through America's worst airport, LaGuardia. I have probably bitched and moaned about this many, many times through the years because every time I'm there, it's a freaking adventure. Mm. The people who work there are just rude and have a horrible attitude. And you can't just chalk it up to a New York thing because the people at JFK, the other airport in New York, I've never had a bad experience with them. But for some reason, maybe the ones who can't get a job at JFK, they get hired at LaGuardia. So I go last weekend, and on the day I'm flying back, I check the Southwest app in my phone, to see my boarding pass and see what seat number I am, and I'm A30. Okay, woohoo! That means I have a chance at an exit row seat, which gets me excited.
Oh, yeah.
So I also look, and on my phone, I've got that special little thing that says TSA Pre. Now, do you know what this is?
No.
This is something the TSA started within the last year, which is, well, when you go to Lambert, there are two separate lines. One is the regular line to go through security. And when you go through that line, you've got to take off your belt. You've got to take off your shoes. You got to take your laptop out. You got to have your liquids, you know, your shampoo and whatever, deodorant, whatever else you have that's liquid or a gel. You got to take that and put it in a Ziploc bag, right, and all that sort of stuff. And you got to take it out when you go through if you're in the regular line. Then there's the TSA pre line. Pre-check, I guess. I don't know why. It's a bad name. But that's a separate line. And if you go through that, you don't have to take off your belt. You don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag. You don't have to take the liquids out of your bag, because it's like we've decided we trust these people. Now, the way TSA pre works for a lot of people, including me right now, is completely random. It's like you're on Wheel of Fortune and you're, you know, spinning for the special prize. Do they do that on Wheel of Fortune? I've never watched the show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot of spinning going on.
Okay, there's a wheel. Yeah. There's a wheel they spin.
There's a wheel during the game and a wheel at the end.
Okay. Yeah.
So there are wheels all around.
All right, and if it comes up TSA pre on the random generator, boom, you get to go in that line, which is always shorter. So there might be, if you fly like on a Friday morning or a Monday morning, there could be 200 people in line trying to get through there. And you can see the look on every single one of their faces when they come in the door at Lambert. They're like, I'm going on vacation. Oh, crap. I'm going to have to spend a half hour working my way through the bank ropes to get up to go through the screening. But if you have TSA pre written on either the app or your printed boarding pass, you get to go over to the other line. And I've never had more than a half a dozen people in that line. It's like you've been dubbed a VIP, and you get to go through there. So I've had that a few times. And then a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I heard that the TSA is now essentially selling access to TSA pre.
Oh, I heard
really?
That. Yeah, you can pay extra. Yeah. And
if you pay $85 and you go to Lambert, or there's also one at Spirit out in Chesterfield, for $85 for 5 years, you're automatically going to be in the TSA pre line every time. Now, they do a background check on you, and my wife and I both separately went out to Lambert and did this, and you have to get fingerprinted, and you've got to answer some questions with the clerk there. It's all just fairly standard stuff. Certainly no terrorist would ever answer those questions the wrong way.
No.
But, you know, they do the fingerprint thing, and then they tell you, okay, it's going to be 3 or 4 weeks before you get cleared. So we did that a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't get the information back yet saying that I've been cleared for TSA pre for 5 years. So last weekend I go to Lambert and I have TSA pre and I go and it's great. I'm through security in 5 minutes instead of an hour or a half hour. Great. But LaGuardia, like I said, is the worst airport on earth. And the day I'm going to fly back, I check the Southwest app on my phone. It says TSA pre. I go, oh, my goodness. I'm going to be in the worst airport on earth, but I'm going to skip the biggest BS they have, which is that line, which is 3 times longer than Lambert, because it's a much more crowded airport, and I understand that. But I'm really psyched now because I'm going to go TSA pre. So I get to the airport, and I go in, and there's the guy who is the gatekeeper of the lines. He's got to look at your boarding pass. He's not the one who's going to check your boarding pass and ID
Rick
later.
Moranis was there?
Yes, exactly. It's not the TSA person. It's LaGuardia employee who looks at your boarding pass to make sure you're going to the right screening station for the gate you're going to go to. And he looks at mine, and he says, over here. And where he points is the giant line. And I said, no, I'm TSA pre. And he says, we don't have TSA pre here.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What? What do you mean you don't have? Why would you put that on the boarding pass? Why would you tease me and everybody else that way? And by the way, after I get into the regular line, I hear other people come up and he's saying the same thing. And you see the look on their face like, what? Why would you build up my hopes that way? that I would not have to be in the quagmire that is LaGuardia for any longer than I needed to. Here I was psyched. We're all psyched. Woohoo! TSA pre at the worst airport in the world. Fantastic. What do you mean you don't have? How do you not have that? We have it in St. Louis. They have it in Vegas. They have it in Chicago. They have Florida. I've been to all sorts of airports. They have it. No, not one of the busiest airports in the world.
They probably have it at the other airport.
No, they probably have it at JFK.
Yeah.
So I go through the line, which, you know, it's a couple hundred people. It takes a while. But I'd gotten there early enough. Okay, I'm not going to have a time crunch here at all.
You know, it would be nice as if even if you got up to the front of the line and you're getting ready to go through, you don't have to take your belt off because you show them, I'm pre.
You're a step ahead of me here because I get up to the TSA guy, the non-LaGuardia federal employee TSA guy who looks at my boarding pass and my driver's license and stamps on it, expedited screening, and then points me to get in line with everybody else. How?
So everybody else gets to look at you, not have to take your
everything off.
No.
So you still had to take everything off?
Yes!
What is that?
Oh, man.
It was, you know, they could have printed on my, stamped on my boarding pass, Flaxen, Paxen, Mixen, Bixen. It would have meant the exact same thing. You have won nothing. It would be like on Wheel of Fortune. You spin the wheel and it comes up $0.
Good day, sir.
So I get in that thing and I go through and, okay, fine. It's taken me now 45 minutes. What I'm expecting to be a five-minute TSA pre-moment takes me 45 minutes, but okay, I go through. And then I realize there's no Wi-Fi at that airport. Now, it's bad enough at our airport that there's Wi-Fi, but you have to pay for it. This is I've railed about this many, many times, that Lambert has to change that. You go to the good airports in America, there's free Wi-Fi because they know what a pain in the butt it is to have to sit in a terminal for an hour or so waiting to get on board your plane. And lots of people want to be able to check their email, browse the Internet, maybe watch a video with their headphones on, whatever it is. At Lambert, you got to pay for that. At LaGuardia, you can't even pay for it.
Wow.
There's no Wi-Fi there at all. So I sit
there as a JFK.
So I sit there and I'm, well, let's just say I'm more than disgruntled. And I look up and there's a Dunkin' Donuts right there. Okay, maybe this will cheer me up a little bit. And Dan happens to have brought in some Old Town Donuts from us, for us today. Mm-hmm. They're a sponsor. They provide prizes for us to give away in the Harris Challenge. Their donuts are fantastic, unique in their taste, particularly the maple bacon donut, which staff members have been coming in and trying all day long. But I'm there, and there's a Dunkin' Donuts. There's no Old Town Donuts. Okay, Dunkin' Donuts. I'll go up. I'll get a couple of chocolate frosteds, and I bet I can even get a cup of milk to wash that down because I'm an American boy, and I'm still growing. Eat enough donuts, and you'll keep growing, by the way. So I go up, and I get in line, and I notice that every other person in line ahead of and behind me is really thin and really in shape. Normally, I am not the thinnest person in line, but I'm never the fattest person in line. Well, it turns out the day before was the New York Marathon.
Oh, that's right.
And all these people who would run in the marathon, now it was Monday morning, and they're all going home to wherever they came from after doing their training. And I guess they figured, you know what? I ran 26 miles, 385 yards yesterday. I worked on this training for a year. I haven't had an ounce of fat on my body in at least 2 years. And you know what? Damn it! If I have to deal with the worst airport in the world, I'm going to have sugar!
I'm going to have a donut.
And so, you know, I'll have a I'll have a dozen chocolate munchkins, and I'll have a latte with caramel and making a macchiato, whatever those things are that go in those coffee drinks, foamy and frothy and all that sort of stuff.
Caramel drizzle.
Whatever it is, they're all going through that. And I realize this is what LaGuardia does to you. We all have to carb load just to forget the horrible experience we've been through. So I can't wait until I get the TSA pre 5-year deal, which to me, because I fly a lot, for $85 for 5 years, that's a pretty good deal. $17 extra dollars a year.
Yeah, does that cover every airport then?
Not LaGuardia, apparently.
No, but if you buy it here, it'll cover
yes
every other airport that
yes
has that.
Yes. Here's the other thing I wanted to ask them, but I didn't because I'm not going to make trouble when I'm already frustrated by the system. I told you they stamped my boarding pass expedited screening because when I got there, I've had trouble before with the if you fly Southwest and other airlines, Delta does this as well. I don't think American's doing it here yet. But you, if you have the app for that airline, you can download the boarding pass directly to your phone, and then you don't have to print one out. You can just hold it under their scanner when you get there, and bloop, then you get to go on board the plane. Well, I don't trust LaGuardia to be like that. So at LaGuardia, I printed out my boarding pass, and that's the thing that the guy stamped expedited screening, which meant nothing, which we've learned. Here's my question. What if I had done it on my phone? Well, how does he stamp my phone?
Oh, no kidding.
Would I walk around the rest of the day with red ink on the glass of my phone?
He probably would have stamped it.
Yeah, they're so stupid and so incompetent there, they probably would have stamped my phone.
Give me your phone app, buddy.
Yeah. And by the way, while you're back there, look up the definition of expedited. Yes. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Truck lovers, are you ready for winter? Is your truck ready? Pure Performance Automotive Center in St. Charles can get your truck or automobile ready for the harsh winter months that are upon us. With a 20,000 square foot showroom and an expert staff ready to serve you, Pure Performance has all of the extra upgrades that your truck needs, including those specialty items that you just can't get from dealerships. Located just off Highway 70 on Truman Boulevard, Pure Performance stocks a huge selection of wheels, tires, and off-road accessories. If you're looking for tonneau covers or floor mats, if you need bed liners or lift kits, if your gas vehicle doesn't have the power, fuel mileage, or performance you've come to expect, visit Pure Performance today. As one of the largest independent retail parts and installation stores in the Midwest, Pure Performance is a fully equipped one-stop shop for everything automotive. Pure Performance, Highway 70 and Truman Boulevard in St. Charles. Pure Performance, 636-946-8554. PurePerformance.com.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote. Shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools. Throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Do you remember a time when there was a market on every corner? Those days are long gone, but some of those family markets still exist, like Menino's Market in Cottleville. It's on the corner of Highway N and Highway N Catty Corner to St. Joseph's Catholic Church. You want fresh produce. You want catering. You want fresh, warm French bread every single day? Menino's Market. Check it out. And don't forget about their holiday pies. Menino's Market for everything in Cottleville on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market.
Hey, there's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin today in Carlsbad, California, where the cops got a call from a U.S. Postal Service worker about a package that seemed to be ticking. They sent out the bomb unit, which took the package and put it in a grassy area and blasted it with a bomb disposal robot's water cannon. They waited a little bit longer and thought it was okay to approach it. Then they opened up the package, discovered no bomb inside. The ticking sound was from Mexican jumping beans, which are actually pods containing small moth larvae. I don't know why there would be a package of Mexican jumping beans or why you would send it to anybody. Amazon Prime, maybe? I don't know. But the pods move when exposed to heat, and I guess it got hot inside the package. No word on whether the wet package of jumping beans was then delivered to the addressee. Story 2. Seattle, Washington. A man found a spider in the laundry room of the house he shares with his mom. Instead of just swatting the spider, he decided to kill it with a makeshift blowtorch. And let me just tell you, those of you who've been listening to me do knuckleheads in the news for a long time, you know that the phrase makeshift blowtorch can only mean one thing.
Yep,
he burned the house down. A can of spray paint and the lighter, not a good way to take care of that spider. He called 911, then called the landlord, who showed up at the same time as the firefighters. That's right, it's not his house. By the time they got the fire put out, with neighbors having to hose down their yards to make sure the flames didn't get their houses, too, damage estimated at $40,000. But I bet he got the spider. I bet the spider was dead at the end of that. San Diego, California, Sylvia Mashiach was cleared for entry into the United States from Tijuana, Mexico. But for some reason, after she passed through, she mistakenly drove the vehicle to the secondary lot where Customs and Border Protection officers do secondary inspections. And that's when they found 27 pounds of meth in 17 packages hidden in the rear quarter panels of her Ford Focus. She's now doing 5 years for felony drug importation. She was clear, but took a wrong turn. In New Brighton, Pennsylvania, Gordon Milligan drove his pickup truck right into a Woolly Bully's bar. Customers in the bar say the whole building shook when he hit it, but damage to the bar appears to be minimal. The bar owner ran after Milligan after he hit the building, and when he did, Milligan said, "Hey, can I at least have a drink?" The owner then tried to keep Milligan from driving away while he waited for the cops to arrive. But Milligan reportedly drove off, then crashed into a fence. Cops found him, arrested him, and he made things worse by trying to kick out the rear window of the patrol car and instead kicking an officer in the chest. Cops tend not to like that being kicked in the chest thing. I got him under control. He's in the slammer now. And we'll finish with a quickie from Cairo, Egypt, where a bus driver had to give a urine sample for a drug test. Thought he'd fool them by using his wife's urine. When public transportation authority officials confronted the man and asked him to verify that the sample was his own urine, he confirmed, "That is definitely my urine." And they said, "Well, then you are definitely pregnant." He admitted that the urine came from his wife and that neither he nor she knew that she was 2 months knocked up. Ooh. And those are your knuckleheads in the news today. Thanks, as always, to contributor Matt Burrows and also to Stuart Snyder for sending in a knuckleheads in the news story. If you've got one, you can email the link to Paul at harrisonline.com or tweet it to me at Paul Harris Show.
Stick around for more of Frank Opinion, the large morning show, the best of, as we roll on through this holiday season. This is 550 KTRS.